Section 2. The Three Branches of State Government. Just like the national government, West Virginia's state government is organized into three branches: legislative, executive, and judicial. Each of these branches has specific powers and is organized to provide checks to keep the other branches from becoming too powerful. The Legislative Branch of State Government. The legislative branch of the state government is called the legislature. It has two houses, the Senate and the House of Delegates. Voters elect 34 senators, two from each of 17 districts, and 100 members of the House of Delegates from 58 districts. A process called apportionment, the act of distributing something, in this case the population, according to a plan, determines the number of seats in the Senate and the House. Federal courts have ruled that seats in a state legislature must be allocated so that one person's vote in a district is worth as much as another person's. Sometimes called the one-man, one-vote rule, this means that the districts from which West Virginia's senators and delegates are elected must contain approximately equal populations. The population in the country, states, and counties does not always stay the same. To update population data, the national government takes a census, an actual count of the people, every 10 years. The West Virginia Constitution requires that the maps of the legislative districts be redrawn after every census to ensure that each district has about the same population. Membership in the legislature. Members of the West Virginia Senate are elected to 4-year terms. Their terms are staggered so that one half of the senators are elected biennially every 2 years. Members of the House of Delegates are elected to 2-year terms. Members of both houses may be reelected for an unlimited number of terms. Any eligible voter in West Virginia who meets some basic requirements may be elected to the legislature. Members must, however, be state residents for at least 1 year before their election and residents of the districts they represent. Senators must be at least 25 years old, but delegates may be elected at age 18. No one who already holds an elected office, such as a congressman or county clerk, may serve in the legislature. Also, any person convicted of a serious crime cannot serve. Legislative sessions. Regular legislative sessions begin in Charleston on the second Wednesday of January of each year. In the year following the election of a governor, however, the legislature begins its work on the second Wednesday in February and continues for 60 days. The 60-day regular session generally begins with the State of the State address, in which the governor makes recommendations for legislation. If the legislature does not complete its work within 60 days, the governor may call an extended session. In a governor extended session, legislators can only work on the state budget. The legislators themselves may extend the regular session if 2/3 of the membership in both houses votes to do so. When this happens, the lawmakers may consider any issues. Although the legislature rarely votes to extend the regular session, the governor has done so a number of times, allowing extra time to finalize the budget. The governor may also call the legislature into special session at any time if there is a problem or if 3/5 of the members of the legislature make such a request in writing. Governors have called special sessions, but the legislature itself has rarely done so. Powers of the legislature. The best known powers of the West Virginia legislature are to pass laws and to make constitutional amendments. The legislature, however, has a number of lesser known powers. For example, the legislature has the power to choose a new governor if the governor dies, is convicted of wrongdoing, or resigns. If there is a year or less remaining in the current governor's term, both houses of the legislature must vote to name a new governor. If there is more than 1 year remaining in the governor's term, a general election is held to select a new governor. The state Senate must approve many of the governor's appointments. Members of each house may punish colleagues for disorderly behavior. Representatives may, in fact, be expelled if 2/3 of the membership agrees. The House of Delegates also has the power to impeach any officer of the state. The Senate hears impeachments. Convictions must be by a 2/3 vote. Organization of the Legislature. The representatives themselves choose the presiding officers of both houses of the legislature for 2-year terms. The leader of the House of Delegates is called the Speaker of the House, while the presiding officer of the Senate is called the President of the Senate, Lieutenant Governor. Although the West Virginia Constitution does not provide for the office of Lieutenant Governor, the title is assigned by law to the President of the State Senate. The duties of both of these officers include presiding over the legislative sessions, enforcing and interpreting rules, making committee assignments, and referring bills to committees. If the governor's office becomes vacant, the president of the Senate acts as the governor until the vacancy is filled. If the president of the Senate cannot perform the duties of governor, the Speaker of the House assumes the governor's duties for the 1 year or less that remains in the term. In 2010, Earl Ray Tomblin, the president of the West Virginia Senate, became acting governor following Joe Manchin's election to the United States Senate to replace Robert C. Byrd. On October 4, 2011, Tomblin was elected by the people as governor of West Virginia in a special election to fill Manchin's unexpired term ending in January 2013. The lawmaking process. Laws begin as bills, and, as you will see, most of the work in the legislature is done in committees. A bill may be introduced in either house of the legislature. Sometimes the same bill is introduced in both. Usually, however, a bill originates in only one house and, if passed there, is sent to the other house for consideration. Suppose, for example, that a bill is introduced in the State House of Delegates. At a set time, the clerk reads the title and number of the bill. The presiding officer assigns the bill to the appropriate committee for study. The committee discusses and perhaps revises the bill. The committee may hold hearings so interested persons and groups have the opportunity to tell the lawmakers what they think about the bill. After the committee votes, the bill is returned to the House with a recommendation that it be passed or rejected, or with no recommendation at all. Occasionally, a bill dies in committee when the committee does not have time to discuss it. When the bill is sent to the full House, it is placed on the calendar for consideration. Bills are read 3 times. During the first and second readings, the delegates may discuss, debate, and revise the bill. After the third reading, a final vote is taken. If a majority of delegates, one more than half, approve the bill, it is sent to the Senate, where the entire process is repeated. A bill must pass both houses in exactly the same form in order to become a law. If the bill passed by each house is different, it is referred to a conference committee where members from both houses work out any differences. The revised bill then goes back to both houses for another vote. Once both houses have approved a bill, it is sent to the governor. The governor has 5 days to act on a bill and can sign the bill into law, veto the bill, or allow it to become law without a signature. If the governor vetoes a bill, lawmakers may then vote on the bill again. If a majority in each house approves it, the bill becomes law over the governor's veto. Budget or appropriations bills, however, require a 2/3 vote in each house to override a governor's veto. The executive branch of state government. The governor heads the executive branch of state government. To be a governor of West Virginia, a person must be at least 30 years of age and have lived in the state for at least 5 years before the election. The governor serves a 4-year term and may serve 2 consecutive terms. The governor's succession amendment, passed in 1970, allows the governor to serve an unlimited number of terms, but prohibits anyone from serving 3 or more consecutive terms, regardless of whether they are whole or part terms. As of 2025, only 2 governors have served 3 terms. Arthur I. Bormann, West Virginia's first governor, served 3 2-year terms. Arch A. Moore, Jr. served 2 consecutive terms, 1969 to 1977, and later served a 3rd term from 1985 to 1989. The governor is responsible for overseeing the operation of state government. The governor makes sure that the state laws are carried out, and he or she may propose new bills to the legislature. As the chief financial officer for the state, the governor prepares and sends to the legislature an annual budget, the state's plan for receiving and spending money. The governor is commander-in-chief of the state's military forces and may also grant pardons and reprieves for people convicted of crimes. With the approval of the state senate, the governor appoints the heads of many of the state's agencies. The governor may influence the legislature in several ways. At the beginning of each legislative session, the governor makes a State of the State address before a joint meeting of the legislature. In the speech, the governor highlights certain matters and describes the budget. The governor may send messages to the legislature or talk with the legislative leaders any time during the legislative session in an effort to persuade them to support or oppose certain bills. The governor's greatest control, however, is the veto. Although the veto can be overridden by the legislature, that has rarely happened. The governor serves on many state boards and commissions. The governor also appears throughout the state at various functions and may make public appearances on behalf of political candidates. To keep the public informed, the governor may also hold press conferences. Other state officials. A number of elected constitutional officers or officials assist the governor. The Secretary of State is the keeper of the great and less seals of the state. The Secretary is also in charge of all official state papers and records and serves as the chief election officer. The State Treasurer receives state revenues and pays the state's bills. The state auditor serves as the state's official bookkeeper. The attorney general serves as the state's lawyer and is head of the state's legal department. The commissioner of agriculture sets standards, grades all farm products, identifies markets for farm products, and publishes agriculture and forestry reports and bulletins. The state superintendent of schools oversees the state's public school system, including teacher certification and textbook adoptions. These 6 offices, along with the governor, make up the Board of Public Works. Members of the board are elected to 4-year terms except for the state superintendent of schools, who is appointed by the governor. One of the main roles of the Board of Public Works is to determine the value of public utility property for tax purposes. Public utilities include water, gas and electric companies, telephone companies, pipelines, and freight and railroad companies. The board also approves the purchase, transfer, or sale of state property, approves bonds to be issued by a state department or institution, county, board of education, or municipality, and establishes levies, taxes, on property at the rates set by law. Other executive departments. There are 9 cabinet-level positions within the executive branch. These include the Department of Administration, the Department of Commerce, the Department of Arts, Culture and History, the Department of Environmental Protection, the Department of Health and Human Resources, the Department of Military Affairs and Public Safety, the Department of Revenue, the Department of Transportation, and the Department of Veterans Assistance. The governor appoints the head of each of the departments. The judicial branch of state government. The 3rd branch of West Virginia state government is the judicial branch. It is set up and functions much like the federal court system. Just as the federal courts apply and interpret the U.S. Constitution and laws passed by Congress, state courts interpret the Constitution and laws of West Virginia. The court system was established in the West Virginia Constitution of 1872. However, a constitutional amendment in 1880 completely rewrote the article providing for the judiciary. In 1974, the system was again revised with the passage of the Judicial Reorganization Amendment. This amendment ended the justice of the peace system and established a court system that unifies all state courts except municipal courts into a single system supervised and administered by the state Supreme Court. In 2000, another constitutional amendment created family courts. That amendment went into effect on January 1, 2002. The state court system has four major functions. 1. To hear and decide civil cases. 2. To protect the individual rights of all citizens as outlined in the state constitution. 3. To determine the innocence or guilt of those accused of criminal acts. And 4. To act as a check on the legislative and executive branches of government. The Supreme Court of Appeals. The highest court in the state is the state Supreme Court of Appeals. It has 5 judges, known as justices, who are elected by the people for 12-year terms. Candidates must have practiced law in West Virginia for at least 10 years. Their salaries are set by the legislature. As of July 1, 2022, their annual salaries are $149,600. Before 2015, Supreme Court justices were elected in partisan elections, elections where candidates ran as representatives of a political party. The election in 2016 was the first in which justices ran as nonpartisan candidates, not affiliated with a political party. One justice is chosen to serve as Chief Justice for 1 year. Tim Armstead began his term as Chief Justice on January 1, 2024, replacing Justice Elizabeth Walker. In January 2025, Justice William Wooten replaced Armstead. Following American custom since the 1800s, the justices wear black robes. Further, as is customary in American courts, the justices are seated by seniority on the bench. The Chief Justice occupies the center chair. The Senior Justice sits to the right of the Chief Justice, the second Senior Justice to the Chief Justice's left, and so on, alternating right and left by seniority. Although the role of the Chief Justice is mainly administrative, he or she does have the authority to appoint temporary replacements for justices who may excuse from participating themselves from cases in which they have a conflict of interest or personal bias. The West Virginia Supreme Court is one of the busiest of its type in the country. The court has 2 terms each year. The first session begins on the second Tuesday in January and ends in June. The second session begins on the first Wednesday in September and ends in November. The time period between the terms is called sine die, which is Latin for without day. During that time, the justices may consider emergency business. The court has both original and appellate jurisdiction. The original jurisdiction of the court is defined in the state constitution and is limited to a very few cases. Most of the court's cases are appealed from circuit or magistrate courts. The justices can also hear appeals of the decisions made in family court if both parties agree that they will not appeal directly to the circuit court. Court procedures in the Supreme Court are different from those in the more common circuit courts. In the Supreme Court, there are no witnesses, testimony, or juries. The justices hear oral arguments and review printed materials. They issue their decisions in writing. The Supreme Court also has the power to determine if state laws or the actions of state officials are constitutional. This power of judicial review enables the court to serve as a check on the legislative and executive branches. In addition, under the unified court system, the Supreme Court supervises all the lower courts in the state. For most cases, the decision of the Supreme Court is final. However, decisions in cases involving a conflict between federal and state law or a federal constitutional issue may be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Technology has allowed the public to become informed about the Supreme Court of Appeals. Throughout the term, the court hears oral arguments at specific times. Now the public may hear these oral arguments in one of three different ways. They may attend in person, listen over a call-in line, 304-558-1313, available only when the court sits in Charleston, or watch and listen via a webcast. The webcast is streamed live directly from the courtroom. The webcast may be viewed on both desktop and mobile devices, ensuring that viewers spanning multiple web-enabled platforms may access the live stream. All the court's argument dockets are webcast. The West Virginia channel, the court's live webcast, may also be simulcast on WV Public Broadcasting's The West Virginia Channel, available on television and online through their YouTube channel when the court sits outside of Charleston. The Intermediate Court of Appeals. In 2021, the state legislature created the Intermediate Court of Appeals. Three judges hear appeals related to decisions of all circuit courts, family courts, magistrate courts, and state administrative agencies. These decisions are binding unless modified by the West Virginia Supreme Court of Appeals. Circuit Courts. The Circuit Court is West Virginia's only trial court of record. Just as the legislative districts had to be reapportioned after the 2020 census, the same was true for the courts. In 2025, there were 53 sitting judges in 30 circuits, ranging in size from one judge in 14 circuits to two judges in 9 circuits, three judges in 3 circuits, and 4 judges in 3 circuits. Some circuits cover as many as 4 counties. Circuit judges, however, must preside at courthouses in each of the state's 55 counties. Circuit court judges are elected to 8-year terms. Circuit courts have jurisdiction over all felony criminal cases, certain misdemeanors, and all civil cases at law over $2,500, with limited exceptions. Circuit courts also hear appeals from family courts where both parties agree not to appeal directly to the Supreme Court of Appeals, magistrate courts, and administrative agencies. A felony is a serious crime, like robbery or murder, that is punishable by a prison term. A misdemeanor is a less serious crime, usually punishable by a sentence in a local jail. Circuit courts have both original and appellate jurisdiction. Civil and misdemeanor cases may originate in or be appealed to the circuit court. However, all felony cases originate there. Magistrate courts. There are 160 magistrates statewide, with at least 2 in each county. The state's largest county, Kanawha, has 10. Magistrate courts have jurisdiction over civil cases in which the financial amount in dispute is less than $10,000. They also have jurisdiction over traffic and natural resources offenses, preliminary hearings in felony cases, brief commitment under mental hygiene law, and initial hearings in juvenile cases if designated as a juvenile referee. They also issue emergency protective orders in domestic violence cases. Magistrates hear about 300,000 cases a year. Magistrates may also issue search warrants and arrest warrants. Magistrates, who are elected for 4-year terms, do not have to be licensed to practice law. Circuit judges appoint magistrates to fill vacancies. Family courts. Judges in family court hear cases involving divorce, annulment, separate maintenance, family support, paternity, child custody, and visitation. Family court judges also conduct hearings in domestic violence cases. The first family court judges were appointed in 2000 by the governor. These judges served until the next statewide partisan election took place in 2002. The judges elected that year served 6-year terms. Beginning in 2008, they were elected to 8-year terms. Beginning in 2018, elections for family court judges became nonpartisan. In 2025, there were 48 family court judges in 27 circuits. Each circuit has between 1 and 5 judges. Kanawha has 5 judges. 14 circuits have 1 judge. 8 circuits have 2 judges. 3 circuits have 3 judges. And 1 circuit has 4 judges. Family court judges must have practiced law for at least 5 years. Financing the state government. West Virginia gets the money it needs to maintain its government through the collection of a variety of taxes, fees, and licenses. Taxes are the major source of money needed to operate state government. The state also receives money from the federal government. The state budget. In West Virginia, the governor prepares the budget for the legislature's approval. The Department of Administration, the Department of Revenue, and the Treasurer's Office help the governor prepare the budget. Each state department and agency submits a request for the money it expects to spend during the fiscal year. The governor looks at each request and the projected spending. The governor also looks at the projected income for the fiscal year. Since the West Virginia Constitution prohibits deficit spending, spending more money than one has, the governor must carefully balance spending against planned income. The budget is then submitted to the legislature, where the finance committees of both the Senate and the House examine it. Lawmakers may change the amount of money in budget categories, but they cannot vote to spend more than the total amount of money the governor proposed. Often the budget must be submitted to a conference committee to work out differences. As with any law, the final budget must be sent to the governor for approval or veto. Sources of state revenue. The basic purpose of any government is to provide services for its people. To do this, the government needs revenue, income from taxes and other sources. West Virginia's revenue comes from a variety of sources. Each year, the state government estimates its revenue and determines its expenditures, amounts spent. This plan of revenues and expenditures is the budget. West Virginia requires its residents to pay a tax on their personal income. The personal income tax is the largest revenue source in the state. West Virginia, like many other states and the federal government, has a graduated income tax. A graduated income tax divides income into brackets and taxes, each bracket at a different rate. As a result, the income tax is progressive. That is, those who earn a higher income have a higher tax rate. West Virginia also imposes an income tax on the net income earned by corporations. The state sales tax is the second largest source of revenue for West Virginia. Almost all retail sales in West Virginia are subject to the 6% sales tax. Several items that are exempt, not taxed, include certain items used in farming, gasoline, automobile leases, prescription drugs, electricity, and machinery used in manufacturing, purchases made with food stamps, and unprepared food, groceries. The sales tax is considered regressive. That is, it mostly affects poorer people because poorer people generally spend a greater proportion of their income on consumer goods. As a result, they spend a larger share of their money on the sales tax. In 1951, West Virginia passed a use tax, a 6% tax for items that residents purchased from other states and through mail order firms, catalogs, and television shopping networks. The sales and use taxes are meant to complement one another. However, the use tax is very hard to enforce and, as a result, most often ignored. West Virginia can only require a business to collect use taxes if that business has a physical or legal presence in the state. If a West Virginia resident purchases a car in another state, the consumer can delay paying sales tax until he or she registers the car in West Virginia. The tax that is paid at that time is considered a use tax because its payment is required before the person can legally use the car in West Virginia. Excise taxes, sometimes called luxury taxes, are levied on specific products such as gasoline, beer, liquor, firearms, and cigarettes. The objective of these taxes is to charge fees to people who actually use the products. Other excise taxes come from license fees. Residents pay certain license fees to get married, visit state parks, get permission to hunt or fish, or drive a car. Drivers, in addition to paying a fee for their licenses, must also purchase license plates for their motor vehicles. West Virginia levies a severance tax on coal, limestone, oil, natural gas, timber, and other natural resources. A severance tax is a tax on the amount and value of the minerals and materials severed, taken, from the earth. West Virginia also gets revenue from inheritance and estate taxes. In fiscal year 2024, West Virginia's revenue was $4.88 billion. For record-keeping purposes, West Virginia puts its revenue in six funds. These funds are the General Revenue Fund, Special Revenue Fund, Federal Funds, State Road Fund, Non-Appropriated Special Fund, and Lottery Fund. Each fund consists of specific forms of revenue. The General Revenue Fund, $4.88 billion, consists of taxes, fees, and licenses that are dedicated to the state fund or are not specifically directed to special or other dedicated purposes. The General Revenue Fund, or General Fund, consists primarily of the major tax revenue of the state, such as consumer sales tax and use tax, personal income tax, business and occupation tax, corporation net income tax, tobacco products tax, and severance tax. For FY 2023, these taxes comprise approximately 93.5% of the General Revenue Fund. The remaining 6.5% of the General Revenue Fund is a combination of lesser taxes along with fees such as liquor profit transfers and transfers from lottery revenues. The Special Revenue Fund, $20.2 billion, consists of individual accounts created for a specific purpose. The revenues may be expended only for that specific purpose unless otherwise directed by the legislature. These accounts generate revenue derived from permits, licenses, and established rates or fees for services provided either to the public, other state agencies, or non-state governmental entities. These accounts are generally from collections, and the spending is limited to the amount collected or the amount appropriated by the legislature, whichever is less. Proprietary funds and trust funds are included in the budget as special revenue funds. Federal funds, $9.05 billion, are received directly from the federal government and may only be used for the specific purpose for which they are intended. Federal funds consist of any financial assistance made directly to any state department, /bureau/commission/division by the United States government, whether a loan, grant, subsidy, augmentation, reimbursement, or any other form of such assistance, including federal matching funds. The State Road Fund, $1.68 billion, consists of revenues from gasoline and other motor fuel excise and license taxes, sales tax, motor vehicle registration, and license tax, and all other revenue derived from motor vehicles or motor fuel that are solely dedicated to this fund. The State Road Fund is appropriated by the legislature and is used solely for the construction, reconstruction, repair, and maintenance of public highways, the payment of the interest and principal on all road bonds, and the administrative expenses of the Division of Highways and the Division of Motor Vehicles. The Lottery Fund. The Lottery Fund, $479 million, is expected to increase in gross revenue by an estimated 10.8% in FY 2024. The racetrack video lottery is projected to remain level. Limited video lottery is projected to increase by 18.7%. Table games revenue is projected to remain level. Historic resort hotel revenue is projected to increase 14.8%. Sports wagering is projected to increase by 42.9%. Interactive gaming is projected to increase by 127.1%. Online sales are projected to remain level, and instant ticket sales are projected to increase 26.1%. The non-appropriated special funds includes funds generated from agency collections for goods and services provided to public and other agencies, fees, permits, licenses, and federal funds such as grants and federal fund appropriations. Special revenue funds are revenue sources that are not required to be accounted for as general revenue by legislative enactments. Some examples of special revenue funds in West Virginia include the Shared Services Section Fund. This fund is created in the state treasury and includes appropriations by the legislature from funds received for services provided and any gifts, grants, or donations received. State government spending. West Virginia spends a great deal of money on programs and services. The 2024 budget provided $194 billion for expenditures. Most of that money was spent in the following five categories. 1. Education. About 21.75% of the state budget goes to education. Money pays for programs of local boards of education, computer technology for classrooms, school buildings, buses, supplies, and salary supplements. Even with the amount of state money available, many programs have to be funded entirely by local school districts. 2. Health and Human Resources. About 39.08% of West Virginia's expenditures goes for health and human resources. Money is used to support its prisons and operate mental hospitals. It also supports the elderly and poor by ensuring that they receive medical treatment. 3. Transportation. About 8.91% of the state's budget is used to supplement highway repair and construction. The fund also provides money for public transportation. 4. Revenue. About 3.55% of the state's funds are earmarked for this category, which addresses a problem caused by West Virginia's declining population. The category includes funds to replace lost property taxes at the county and municipal level. 5. Other costs. This category of expenditures is quite varied and includes funds for the operation of the three branches of government, as well as money for five of the cabinet departments. Funds are also provided to a number of other boards and commissions, as well as senior services. About 18.44% of the state's revenue is used to provide these services.